It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A reminder to keep safety in mind with fireworks and firecrackers this 4th of July. It's the 50th Liberty Fest in Chautauqua this week. There's a challenge to the state's 175-year-old law on abortion, and it will be taken up by the state Supreme Court. And a new exhibit about the history of the NFL draft is in the Packer Hall of Fame. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. There are ways to be safe with fireworks this 4th of July. UW Health's Dr. Jeff Potthoff spoke with Fox 6 in Milwaukee.
Typically in the emergency department, when we see people with fireworks injuries, they're oftentimes not sober. So never mix a lot of alcohol with fireworks. That's just a recipe to have something bad happen.
Potthoff also says young children should wear closed shoes to protect their feet from burns and dropped sparklers, and adults should avoid attempting to relight dud fireworks. This week, it's all about the red, white, and booms in Chautauqua for Liberty Fest. AJ Hockery with the story.
This Thursday the 4th marks the beginning of Chautauqua's 50th Liberty Fest entertainment. Thursday through Sunday, visitors can enjoy such activities as vintage baseball, donkey races, car shows, and a grand parade and fireworks on the 4th. John Flores serves on the Chautauqua Chamber of Commerce's board of directors, and he discusses how Liberty Fest runs in the family.
My dad is one of the people that actually helped, organize the very first one and has been involved all the way through. I mean, I've been serving beer at Liberty Fest since I was 18 years old. I used to come home when I was in the Navy. I'd come home on leave for Liberty Fest almost every year if I wasn't deployed and help out. So it's been a great family tradition.
A full schedule of Liberty Fest activities and times can be found at chautauqualibertyfest.org. I'm Amy Hockery.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that conservatives have interpreted as an abortion ban. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin asked the High Court in February to invalidate the statutes. The organization argues the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means women have a right to control their own bodies. A Republican prosecutor has asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County judge's ruling that the law only prohibits feticide, not abortions. The court released orders Tuesday that showed the justices voted 4-3 to take the Planned Parenthood case and decided unanimously to review the Dane County ruling. Be a storm drain hero, Bob Haig tells us how.
With all the rain Wisconsin's been getting, storm drains and catch basins can become clogged with debris. Ready Wisconsin advises clearing them only if you can do so safely. It can help prevent localized flooding in your neighborhood. Use a rake or shovel handle to clear the drain. Do not wade into water if you're unsure of its depth. If clearing the storm drain or catch basin does not work, contact your local public works department. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
President Joe Biden will be in Madison on Friday. The White House announced the Madison stop but didn't provide any details. Biden's campaign also said he will have a political event while in Madison. It will be Biden's 5th visit this year and 12th since he became president. Biden's most recent Wisconsin visit was to Racine County in May, an official stop to promote Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion new AI data center at the Foxconn site. Friday's event will come more than a week after Biden's poor performance in his first debate with Donald Trump. Today, Biden is expected to meet personally with Democratic governors and congressional leaders in an effort to allay concerns about his ability to serve another term. Learning about the NFL draft in its 2025 host city. Ted Aylin tells us more.
A new temporary exhibit at the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame provides a timeline of pro football's annual player selection process, which dates back to the 1930s. It also shows how NFL teams use grading systems to assess risk when drafting players and spotlights the first time Wisconsin hosted the draft back in 1940 in Milwaukee. The exhibit is located on the first floor of the Hall of Fame near the Community Gallery. Green Bay will host the 2025 NFL draft next April. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.